Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This man is in County Kerry and his name is Mark Reardon. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave.
It's been a hell of a weekend.
It's been absolutely brilliant.
Okay, well, look, let's put people out of their misery. They want to know why I'm more excited to talk to you than Mr. Russell Crowe in a couple of hours' time. And the reason is because of your beautiful personality.
I don't know about that. Someone must have seen some penis anyway, but yeah.
So tell everybody the award that you won over the weekend.
So I won Mr. Personality 2024 with Master there in Clonmel over the weekend.
Oh, wow. So the festival's on in Clonmel over the weekend, the Mr. Personality Festival. How many people were up for the title?
So there was 25 of us scattered from all corners of the country who were actually going for it. So you might have a few different reps from the county.
Yeah.
So on top of that then, so we all represent our county. So then for the actual night itself, it's a two-day festival. So when we landed on Friday, we went to the Coolmore Stud Farm just kind of as a mingle and get together, get to know each other.
Right.
Friday evening then we had a dinner and we had our interviews on stage.
Okay, so this is how it works. So then you're interviewed to reveal your personality.
Yeah, and just so they can get familiar with you and they know you. But while this is all going on, there's also three judges who are kind of, they're lurking in the background, I suppose, and watching you. And then Saturday, we went jiving and line dancing in the morning.
Wow.
And we had our private interview then with the three judges. Saturday night then was the banquet and the rest is...
Okay, well, let's go back for a second because I want to explore each of these bits, right? So the first thing is just being interviewed and, as you said, showing your personality so people can get familiar with you. But you are being judged on that all the time, right?
Yes. Correct.
Gotcha. And then you said jiving. What happens if you've got the greatest personality in the world, but you have got two left feet?
I said it was always something we were interested in learning. Like, so in fairness, it was great. And we actually picked it up very quick and people were so willing to do it. It was brilliant, yeah.
All right. And so then you fast forward to Saturday. You've got individual interviews with the judges. Is that nerve-wracking or are you comfortable enough doing that?
Comfortable enough, to be honest, Dave, because like the whole weekend, the competition is you being you.
Yes.
If you're not going to be yourself, it's not going to be worth much to you, and people will see through that. So, like, when you sit down in front of the judges, they're asking you about maybe topics you're interested in anyway, and you just give your views, but your personality is not going to be coming through in what you're telling or how you're explaining it. So,
do you know what?
There is nothing to be worried about, really.
Yeah, that's such a great way of looking for Mr. Personality. Yeah, you just got to be yourself. And then you get through to the banquet itself. So, go on, explain that to me. So, is that in a nice, like, big, you know, function room with a dinner and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly, yeah. So, I think we had 370, we sold out at 370 banquet
tickets. Wow.
So, what you basically have, we had a few speeches from the committee who organised this, Kilkenny Mockford, the hotel, the Talbot, our main sponsors, FRS Kilkenny, but we had speeches then from our Macra president, Elaine Houlihan, and outgoing Mr. P from last year was from Leash. He was Andrew Dunn.
Andrew Dunn, right.
And a brilliant Mr. P he was. But then we had a hypnotist come up and he took a few of us on stage.
Oh, so God. All of a sudden, the real personality is revealed.
There you go. Yeah, there's a few videos doing the rounds of us making idiots of ourselves.
I'm glad to hear that. That's brilliant. And then the final announcement is made and I presume they do it. Do a third, a second, a first, do they?
Correct, yeah. So a third was Leash, second was Monaghan, and first, when they were making the announcement, they said Munster. So that obviously witnessed.
Narrowed it, yeah.
And then when he said the kingdom, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, listen, that is fantastic. So you are Mr. Personality 2024 for the Mockra. But tell me this now, what are your responsibilities?
So Dave, the position is very much up to yourself and what you want to make, which you actually have no real obligation as such, but like I was saying, it's a position that is too good to pass up and not do something with it.
Totally.
So the two things I'd be kind of a big advocate was for, because Macra is an organisation for 17 to 35 year olds, and I suppose there's probably a bit of a misconception out there that we're just for farmers, we're an organisation for everyone, but I'd be a very big advocate that it can be a bit daunting when you're 17 to join the club, but I would love to target that age group of 13 to 16 to just canvas, get out the values of Macra that, because we covered such a range of things.
Yeah.
The second thing then I wanted to touch on was just the way it's been the last few years, and this spring is no different. That it's incredibly hard out there at the moment, and it's hard.
As a farmer, you mean?
as a farmer. Yeah. It's just incredibly hard out there at the moment, just between weather and prices, that I suppose we can get so locked up in the job we don't reach out. And look, it can have an effect on the mental health. I'm a big advocate for, there's places to talk, there's means to say how you feel, and believe me, Macra is there for that, your friends and family are, but just as the industry as a whole, I'd love us to just get together. Like, the likes of this spring will pass, but we stick in it together and we'll all get through it.
Jesus, no wonder you won, Mr. P. You're full of personality and brilliant ideas, Mark Reardon. That is absolutely great to hear. Well, look, congratulations on being crowned the 17th Mr. Personality at the Macra Mr. Personality Festival over the weekend in Clonmel. We're massively proud of you. Look forward to hearing from you during the year, maybe.
Dave, you're great, and thanks for giving me the platform for this. This has been brilliant.
Absolutely, Mark. An absolute pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Mark Reardon there, the man who is now Mr. P, Mr. Personality, at the Macra Festival in Clonmel over the weekend. So, have you won? What's the most Irish award you've either won or you've ever heard of anyone winning? Like, Mr. Personality at the Macra Festival in Clonmel is pretty high up there, I would suggest. But is there a more Irish thing? I'd love to find out this morning if you know anyone who's won something even more Irish than that. Maria, you've definitely got something you want to tell me. I can tell by you.
No, I don't. I don't have any. I'm not that special. but I do know my husband, Johnny. He'll kill me now. But
yes.
In the Edenderry Festival, I think it must have been around 1989 or 1990.
This is already amazing. The Edenderry Festival, yeah, in the late 80s, early 90s. Which still happens.
He won the Smarties Young Disco Dancer of the Year.
Yes! Johnny is absolutely going to kill you, yeah, when he hears this.
He only busts out his moves every so often now.
The Smarties Disco Dancer of the Year.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think it was Smarties.
It doesn't matter whether it was or wasn't. Yeah. That's an astounding award.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him.
Johnny Dunn, the Edenderry Festival 1989 Smarties Disco Dancer of the Year. But I also know something about a man sitting across me called Colm Minogue. And Colm Minogue, you may not know that I know this, but I know that you won a very special award. Not in Cashel, but in Golden. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Do you know?
Yeah, I've got contacts in the Minogue family who may have told me some stuff.
You read my CV.
What was the award that you won?
I won the Little Prince of the Golden Field Day.
That is so cute.
Oh, like 2003, maybe. Don't know who the little princess was, but my mother was in a photo somewhere of me with the... What do you call it? I was going to say tiara. Tiara sash. I just said Little
Sorry,
Prince of the
Little
Golden
Prince
Field Day.
Of the Golden Field Day. I mean, I didn't know I needed a new nickname for Cahill, but Little Prince.
No.
I demand that we get... I got up to tech to get his email changed to littleprince@todayfm.com.
We've only just started calling me Cahill.
No, this is definitely happening.
Stupid nicknames to me.
Let's meet Louise in Sligo. Hi, Louise.
Hi, good morning, Dave. How are you?
What award mortified. Do you have that's even mortified. More... You're mortified. Well... Hang on, save your mortification until I find out what your award is. What did you get?
The longest kick in Connacht.
What?
2001. I'm so
incredible.
Old. I'm so old.
The longest kick in Connacht.
Yeah, I think it was the first time the women did the tournament, and I don't think there was that many of us at it.
That doesn't matter in the slightest. You can claim to have had at one point the longest kick in Connacht. That is amazing. Yes.
I heard it. Third longest in Ireland, I think, as well.
Wow.
We got to Dublin.
All right. Was it the one kick, or did you have to go with multiple kicks?
Multiple kicks. I ended up against Eimear Casey from Leitrim, and I think that was more of an award beating her than actually beating Leitrim. Yeah.
Listen, that's the most important thing. I love the fact that you still remember Eimear Casey to this day.
I know.
That is so good. I am so proud of you.
Thank you, Dave.
Incredible. The longest kick in Connacht. I mean, Louise, it is. It has everything, you know. It has the kick
and Connacht. And I was brutally hungover, and my manager came up and he was like, I play fullback, and he was like, you were the last person I thought would achieve that.
Did he deploy your long kick for like for any more games after that?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely.
You were taking 65s. Yeah. Louise, that's made my morning. I think that might even be better than Carl's Little Prince. Thanks a million for sharing that.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. See you later. Bye bye bye. Let's see what else we have. James won something incredible.
Hey, morning, lads. James in Watford here. The most Irish thing I've ever won was a ton of coal when I was about 10 years old. I was in school, in the school draw. And I came home delighted with my ton of coal. And then my father threatened to not buy it off me. So he basically said, well, what are you going to do with a ton of coal? Put it down in your bedroom. Eventually, he gave in and he bought the ton of coal at a knockdown reduced price and put it in the shed. But the most Irish thing I've ever won was a ton of coal.
Oh, absolutely love it. Thank you, James. Stephanie's been on as well with a... Yeah, not sure if you want this award.
Well, lads, I received an award at my graduation party. I think it was 2003 for most likely to be on Jerry Springer. So that was fun.
Thanks, Stephanie. Keith says, Dave, my friend Paul Marsh also won a competition, Mr. Sound Tipperary. Well, he came second, but he kicked up such a fuss that the guy that won gave him the prize because he was that sound. These are amazing. Thank you so much. The whole conversation came from Mark Reardon and Kerry, who won the Mockra's Mr. Personality Award over the weekend. And a lot of people are saying good things about Mockra, like Rebecca.
Good morning, Dave. I was just listening to you there. I actually met my husband through Mockra, and my brothers actually met their wives through Mockra. And we all have little families now.
Aww.
So it's a great little place to find your true love. Bye.
Thank you, Rebecca. Certainly sounds like it. Actually, somebody else got Rebecca won an actual Mockra competition.
Hey, Dave. I came third in Miss Blue Jeans. It's another Mockra event back in 2012. Yeah, it was great up in County Louth. So, yeah, everything is different. We have also Miss Mockra, which is in Tipperary, and yeah, so it's great.
Ms. Blue Jeans, I mean, that's astounding. Although, I'm now going to talk to the best-dressed teenager at the Longford show from 1994. I know, guys, I know Russell Crowe's on the show later on, but I've got Grania on the phone, who's the best-dressed teenager in 1994. Grania, how are things?
Hi, how are you, Dave?
what an amazing, amazing title. Do you remember being particularly well-dressed?
I do remember, because, I'll tell you why, because my neighbour had cows in the show and I was walking one with a rope.
You what? Sorry.
I walked the cow around the ring.
Yeah.
And he had like a lead on the cow.
Yeah.
And I knew I had to dress up for that day.
So what? I mean, what level of dress? Are we talking communion dress here? What are you wearing?
No, gosh, it was quite simple. I was wearing a black T-shirt and black Wrangler jeans.
What does it say about the rest of Longford if that was the best dressed person in 1994?
I think I'm still the best dressed.
Grania, oh, that's so amazing. I can just picture you in your Wranglers, like leading a cow around ring and winning the best dressed award.
I know, it was brilliant. I love it. So it's on my TV.
And rightly so. So it should be. Yes. We give out these certificates for Music Master after 10 o'clock, but I think you should go back to the Longford show and say, hey, I want a certificate to hang on the wall. Oh, God. Have you got a picture of yourself from back then? Do you don't have one with your winning prize?
I do, actually, but I'd have to dig it out. But of course I have it, because I was on the Longford leader and everything.
Oh,
it's a big
the
thing.
Mammy must have been so proud.
So proud.
Grania, that is amazing. That honestly has made my day. Thank you so much.
No problem.
See
bye.
You later. Bye, bye, bye. Now, John Smith has got a hell of a claim. John, how are you?
How are you?
I'm very well. What did you win?
I won the Town Crier of Swords back in 1988, I think it was.
Swords, County Dublin. You are the Town Crier.
Yeah.
So now, that is an English thing as far as I kind of know, where hear ye, that kind of thing. So can you give us a blast of what you did, or what can you remember it, and you said as Town Crier?
I can't remember, but basically they gave me a thing of pamphlet. I used to do the announcements in Superquin over the tannoy. So basically, with the people there pushed me forward. So I went down, and it was like community day or whatever, and I was up on a truck. With a pamphlet, and I had to read out this, hey, and whatever. And then I think it was kind of a wine based on stars. And basically, I think it was about 10 or 20 others doing it during the course of the day. At the end of the day, I got the award.
Well, listen, I'm not letting you get off the phone without getting a full blast, hear ye, hear ye. So you don't have to say anything else because you can't remember. Right. Give me that, go on.
All right. Hey ye, hey ye, come along to Super Grandad.
Yes, that's so good.
It must run in the family because you had my son on as guest announcer a couple of weeks ago.
No way, brilliant.
Macrua,
brilliant, that's amazing. Well, look, we're very proud of the two of you though, but Whittingtown Crier for Swords is an astounding claim. Well done, thanks a million.
Thank
John. See you later, bye. I love the story from Dave in Inchicore this morning.
Not actually myself, but I do remember years and years ago when we used to go to Mosny for our holidays, my dad actually won the Knobbly Knees contest. Thought it was actually about 15 or 20 men up on the stage with the red coats. They all had to roll their trousers up above their knees to see who had the knobbliest knees. And he won the knobbly knees contest in Mosny, probably back in the mid-80s.
Knobbly knees. I mean, this is a more innocent time. I love these stories.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.